And that is your Bud Light story of the game, and what a story it is. The Eagles blowing out the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. 8 straight wins for this football team, now 9-1. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook here. We're all smiles on this Monday.
Victory Monday.
Blowout victory Monday. Brian, I'm not sure where to start here, just kind of in the overview of this football team. 30 unanswered points in the second half. We see a team that didn't, you know, get it going in the first half. All of a sudden, they come out in the second half. No place kicker, no problem.
It's weird because when you look at the team, you're saying, well, how are they doing it? I mean, is it the run game? Parts of the game, it's the run game. Parts of the game is Carson Wentz taking over. We know every single game the defense continues to show up. It's been impressive to watch this team. And as a guy that's seen a lot of different football teams play, especially here in Philadelphia, this is one unique team because it's guys that love each other. They all want to play together, and they don't care who gets the credit.
I guess to me what's the most startling is just how much better the Eagles are than their opponents these last many weeks, Brian. This is not squeak by with the victory. Mm-hmm. This is blowouts.
Yeah. I mean,
after blowout.
The team continues
blowouts.
To get better every single week. They have a bad half. They end up scoring 37 points. I mean, it's weird that that continues to happen, but this team is special. They score an awful lot of points because their defense is playing well.
A 4-game lead in the NFC East. The Eagles now with 6 games to go in the regular season. The Chicago Bears up next on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's take a look at the Eagles' win over Dallas. First, the offense presented by Golden Nugget Jeweler. We're Philadelphia. We're Philly. All of us. We all get engaged there. I know you do.
I did.
I know, you did.
They helped me out a lot, too.
I know.
So
good people. The offense, Brian, again, a tale of two halves here. And it seems in this instance that the run game, once the run game started to click, it really got everything going.
One of the best things about all the teams that I played on that were good, we had a lot of different ways to win. Offensively, you see this team has a lot of different ways to win. They can use a play-action pass. They can use Carson Wentz dropping back. And they also now have the run game going with 3 different guys that continue to contribute. Ajayi, Clement, Blunt, you even throw Barner in there for the first touchdown. That's 4 guys that can help you out offensively running the football. And now what you're seeing is they're winning in the trenches. The offensive line is reestablishing the line of scrimmage. And now you have big holes for these running backs to run through. That's a good problem to have.
And the head coach, as we've seen, and I think it's really important to keep emphasizing this, Doug Peterson has embraced the run game, which you do not see a lot in the West Coast offense. And we did not see a lot week after week after week in the Andy Reid era.
Andy Reid, we always had communication, and some would call that fights about how many times are we going to run the football. There were teams that we already knew going into the game we weren't going to run the ball. The good thing about Doug this season is that he saw the first couple games of the year he was unbalanced with the pass-run ratio, and now he goes into every single game knowing you have to run the football, and he runs the ball consistently. He continues to stay with it and really has been the difference in a lot of these football games.
Can the Eagles keep that rotation going down the stretch into the playoffs? And it's okay to start talking about the playoffs. We've got to broaden the picture here for the Eagles. Can they use Ajayi and Blunt and Clement and get them carries in big games down the stretch?
I don't see why you can't. If you have 30, 35 carries a game, you can get 15 for Ajayi, 15 or so for Clement, and then the rest you go to LeGarrette Blount. I think you want to get all these guys involved. They all bring something a little bit different. You got Clement coming out of the backfield, being able to catch the football. You haven't been able to run the ball strongly downfield. Ajayi continues to break big runs. Hopefully he'll get into the end zone next time. And then you have Blount, a bruiser, especially when you get up big, short yardage. You want to throw him in the game. He's been able to be effective as well. And so all 3 players have played a big role at this team. And I think they continue that as it goes.
215 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground by the Eagles. What a performance on Sunday night in Dallas by the ground game. Now, Carson Wentz struggled in the first half, no doubt about it. 18 passes. I think he had, 6 completions, 80 yards. It was a struggle. Drop passes, passing game, not getting things going. And, Brian, we saw a young quarterback who struggled through 2 quarters regroup and then come out on fire in the second half.
Yeah. Not a lot of young quarterbacks understand that you're going to have some bad quarters, you're going to have some bad halves, but you still have to play 4 quarters of football. The one thing that you have to love about Carson Wentz is that he has a bad quarter, he comes back and plays very well for the next 3 quarters. He has a bad half, he comes back and finishes a game strong. You have to love that about a young quarterback. He has almost a mindset of a DB where they're like, that play is gone, we're going to keep playing to the next play. That's the same thing that Carson has, and it's a thing of beauty.
And then the Eagles had to pull out the 2-point playbook with kicker Jake Elliott sidelined. Kickers should just not get involved. And I know Jake, he was probably running over going, oh, no, no, somebody tackle him. But he gets knocked out a little bit here in the first half of the game. Eagles going without a place kicker. So they went for two. They converted 3 of 4, would have been 4 of 4 had Zach Ertz not fumbled going into the end zone. How many of those plays, Brian, would you think were actually part of the two-point package? How many plays are there in a playbook for two-point packages?
Any time that we play, we had maybe one, maybe two plays in a two-point package. I don't know where Doug is pulling these plays from. And really, you have to give a lot of credit to Doug getting the plays in there, preparing his football team for situations like this. No one prepares for four two-point conversions. Doug has done a great job of all season long getting guys prepared to play, getting guys ready to play. It certainly has made a difference in the season.
On a night when Zach Ertz was held in check, the Eagles stepping up on the outside with Alshon Jeffrey, another touchdown catch. Torrey Smith getting into the act with a touchdown catch. Good to see, Brian, as the Eagles continue to just spread the ball around, kill you with all the weapons that they have. Defenses cannot settle in and zero in on one aspect of this offense at all.
If you go back and look at the stats and you say, who was the guy that beat us? You can't say anyone. It was a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy, a little bit of this, a little bit of the run game. That's the thing of beauty, because now defenses can't focus on just stopping Torrey Smith or just stopping the run game or Alshon Jeffrey. They have to focus on the entire field. That's a great thing to have, especially for a young quarterback and a play caller.
And that's a look at the offense presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. Of course, we've got so much more to get to here on Eagles 360, a look at the Eagles on defense, on special teams, and some of the big plays from Sunday night's blowout win over the Dallas Cowboys. We're coming right back.